1.7. Topic 19 is an example of a Mahabharata story set text. You need to be very familiar with these, as these are part of the exam questions. So you get one of these stories as part of the exam paper question. There are five stories in all. So this one is about Bhishma carrying off three princesses. And for an introduction, watch video H11. So these are designed to be simple stories, to be using some of the basic grammar that one's learnt, but not with the later, harder topic of Santi. So this is your simple introduction to stories. So Satyavatya Putra Vichitra Virya Nama. You normally have this introductory sentence in stories, telling you who people are. And so one should work through this carefully before looking at any translation that's given. Obviously, there are the words given underneath, and always the IGCSE vocabulary is pointed out, because those words need to be known for unseen work as well. Topic 20. Here are two new masculine words that go like Rama, only they come out slightly differently with the endings, because the stem word ends in E in the case of Hari, and the stem word ends in U in the case of Guru. So the final appearance looks slightly different. However, there's a lovely thing here, because once you start listening, reciting them and listening, you'll see there's a sort of, they mirror each other with the endings. The endings mirror each other. So Hari, short E and Visarga. Hari, the two Haris, long E. And then Harayah, the E changes to Ayah, and you have a Visarga. So you have Hari, Hari, Harayah. And with Guru, you have Guru, Guru, so long E, and Gurawah. So you can see the U changes to Au, and then you get the Ah Visarga. And second case, Harim, Hari, Harin, and with Guru, Gurum, Guru, Gurun. So hopefully you'll start to see the similarities between these two. Once you know one of them really well, you should know the other. You know, it's much, you realize they are a sort of pair that go together. Then you have a short exercise, and then you're asked to go look in the GCSE vocabulary and pick out and write down some words which go like Hari or Guru. So you're looking for the ending, the E or the U ending.